But there's a little Dear Auntie Vera here, too. Dear Auntie Vera, I'm in Europe. Everyone here is thinner than you. I am fat, but you are even fatter. Not. P.S. Enjoy your gay cruise. Not, honey. If you want to throw the fat gauntlet down, be prepared to have the shit slapped right out of you. I've seen photos of you, Porky. Uh-huh. We're running neck and neck, if anything, and you might be winning the race, okay? So leave us not be throwing the fat card around, baby. And it, just for your information, Notsky, it ain't a gay cruise, okay? Someone else takes gay cruises. You can write to his show. We don't do gay cruises. Not that there's anything wrong with gay cruises. Oh, God.
You get in trouble.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We don't do gay cruises. Not that there's anything wrong with gay cruises. Oh, God.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3028 of the BFO for Monday the 9th of September 2019, y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all about my evacuation over to the Big Fatty Mudder. Regretters, Big Fatty, what do you regret? It's not, I shouldn't say I regret. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you know when the first 3,000 episodes of the BFO ended, y'all, I thought about changing the music for the little show. And y'all, if I had changed the music, I think it would have been that little ditty right there. Big Fatty, that's the Monday music. I know, but yeah, y'all, it's just peppy. It's just upbeat and peppy. Big Fatty, and after the weekend with Granny, it would be Peppy Le Pew. Big Fatty. Yeah, gussie, y'all, today, the 9th of September, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person several times out there in the Lost Wages, and y'all, you hear him every once in a while over there on the Stick It With a Poke. By the way, y'all, it's my understanding, Stick It With a Poke returned this past weekend. Y'all, it's my understanding that it's moving to Foray at night. So, y'all, I haven't listened to that little show yet, but y'all, check your local listings for further information. Yes, we're ready. But y'all, this person is sometimes on the Stick It With a Poke. And y'all, anytime there's a Pride 48 event, y'all, he is over there in the Cheddar Chat Room. And y'all, just one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Y'all, he is out there in the sack of tomatoes. California, hey, oh, Big Fatty, we love a big sack of tomatoes, it's true. Y'all, it's Larkin. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Larkin. We do love Larkin. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds like a 50 cent sitcom. We love Larkin, yes. Big Fatty, pop a throat. No, not really. Maybe a little bit. But, y'all, if you see Larkin on the Twitty or the Facebase, Flushing, my happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, in addition to a big old sack of tomatoes, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Dear Gussie, y'all, I hadn't spoken to you since last Tuesday when I pre-recorded, when I recorded the Wednesday little show and pre-recorded the Thursday and the Friday little show. Y'all almost got caught up on voice letters. Y'all, I only had 2 voice letters left, and y'all, I have received 2 additional voice letters, and y'all, I'm very excited about these 2 that have come in. And I hope to get them played this weekend. But y'all, if ever you wanted to get in and have a timely voice letter to the BFO, y'all, now is the time to do it. Yes, because it is only, but by the time, if they call in this week, they'll get to hear it before Grandma. Well, that's probably true. but anyway, what was I saying? Y'all, we decided to head on over to the on Wednesday, and y'all, Nick and Granny and I, y'all, we loaded up Ruby Red on Wednesday morning. Y'all, the rain had begun to come, and the rain came down.
It rained.
The rain came down in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into piglets.
Dear Gussie and y'all, we we got on the road about, I don't know, about 10:15 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, we were able to load Ruby Red without getting too moist, but y'all, the clouds, they were, Darlene, that Hurricane Darlene, the bands were beginning to come in, and dark bands, y'all, big, Penny, and, but we were able to get on the road, and y'all, we hadn't been on the road for 10 minutes, and Granny's already wanting something to eat. And I'm like, well, did you not eat anything? He goes, oh, yes, I had breakfast. I had this and this and this and this and this. And I said, well, why do you want it? Well, we always stop and get something to eat. I said, well, are you hungry? Well, no, I'm not hungry, but we always stop. Y'all, the old people, they just get set in their ways. And y'all, it's sad is what it is. But anyway, y'all, come to find out, our brilliant governor here in South Kakalaki on Wednesday decided to end the lane reversal at noon on Wednesday, y'all, which is the day that most people probably would have left. But y'all, they weren't ending it till noon, so y'all, we decided to be rebels, and y'all, we took the reverse lanes and went up to I don't know, probably 20, 25 miles up the 26, as they say, and and then took the regular road. Back roads over to the metropolis. Here we go. Before we got off the reverse lanes, the rain had stopped and we didn't have any more rain the whole way. But y'all, it was coming down hard. And y'all, come to find out, Nick, y'all, he clutches his pearls and his colon during thunderstorms. Anyway, we got over there and got settled. Granny and Nick stayed together on Wednesday night, and then Nick was getting his own room on Thursday and Friday and Saturday night. And y'all, on the way over there, we checked in with Durwood, and Durwood said, "Well, we're closing the business at 12 o'clock noon, so we'll see you in time for happy hour." And y'all, sure enough, Durwood and Ryan, they hopped in Durwood's Lona car. And y'all, you know, Durwood's getting a new car, but it's been delayed. You know, the detailing's been delayed because of that Darlene. And, anyway, and y'all, they hopped in the, and y'all, they were there. They were there for happy hour. And y'all, it was just like old times, big, fatty, especially old. And y'all, then on Friday, y'all, it was just a nice, relaxing day. Nice relaxing day. And y'all, I believe there, I don't think we did much of anything. We went to dinner. I went to dinner with the owners of the on Wednesday night with my friends Jerry and Rick. Y'all, they were already over there. And y'all, we went to the German restaurant. Y'all, I had sauerbraten. And y'all, boy, was it sour. It was delicious. But y'all, it was too much food. Yes, Big Fatty, the old people say that too. And, y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And Thursday was kind of a quiet day. I don't really remember what the hell we did. And then it was the start of the inappropriate pool swimming hole party. Y'all, there were 10 Pawn Stars. You big? Really, I didn't know that you could do a 10-way. Well, we didn't. but y'all, I wish I had the amount of money that they had all paid out for the tattoos that they had on their bodies, because y'all, they had to have spent more than a small fortune on all the tattoos. And but anyway, for right day night, Big Fatty had announcing duties. Y'all, I introduced all the Pawn Stars when we took it to the edge, then Saturday was the big event. Y'all, it was so blazing hot. Y'all, I think it was 95 degrees in the shade, and there was no shade. And it was a successful day, but I got to tell you, it was hot as blue blazes. Yes, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty got the top of his head kind of crispy. And yes, Big Fatty, crispy critters. And y'all, we had a cookout. We had a cookout on Saturday. Y'all, and then Saturday night, Durwood, you know, Granny and Durwood like the margaritas. But Saturday night, they switched over to the Bloody Marys. Oh, that was one thing we did on Thursday. Durwood bought all the ingredients for us to make Creole Marys or the Cajun Marys. And y'all, they were delicious, just delicious. And y'all, then we kind of came up with new things we might want to try instead of we thought we might want to rim the glass with blue cheese crumbles, Fatty, and maybe put some of those pepperoncinis in there. And y'all, I think we're gonna end up doing a Bloody Durwood before it's over with. That's vulgar. But I think a Bloody Durwood will have blue cheese and pepperoncini. That's just my guess. Y'all, then we ordered some chicken wings Saturday evening, and y'all, they were delicious. Big Fatty had some, what did I have? I had lemon pepper, and then it came with the French fried potatoes, and y'all, I dipped them in the blue cheese dressing, and y'all, it was just as pungent and delicious as possible. And y'all, at some point over the weekend, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late.
Be ready for swimming or a dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Yes, and y'all, by the way, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard a message from Nought and the old gal, and y'all, that was Nought's voice and the old gal on the Gentleman Caller Report. But y'all, there's a a new gentleman that I have invited by the auxiliary villa while in the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, and y'all, he came back on Friday afternoon, and y'all, we just had a lovely time, and so I told him I'd also be back in two weeks, and y'all, then there was another gentleman that was there at the ass crack of dawn on Big Fatty. We don't need to hear about any ass cracks. I think it was on Friday. It may have been Saturday. But y'all, I hadn't played with him before. But y'all, he's hot. He is hot, and he wanted to try out the special chair. And so I told him that I'd be back in a couple of weeks. He says, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, we'll see if he comes back in a couple of weeks. But anyway, y'all, just it was a nice time. We saw lots of folks we hadn't seen in a while. And it was just nice catching up and yes, Big Fatty with Mike and Joe. No, by the way, y'all, they've put that dead horse to bed, evidently, at least for a month. But anyway, y'all, we got up on Sunday morning and had a little brufkus in the poolside cafe with our Chef Joe. Yes, Big Fatty, Chef Joe moving where he doesn't ever move kind of slow. He's moving at the speed of, well, I don't know, of Granny running to the toilet. But anyway, and y'all then got back here to the villa, and y'all, I've got my plants out and watered them. Y'all, sometime during the weekend, my camera, by the way, the report on the Hurricane Darlene, y'all, there was no damage here at the villa, and y'all, you know, just some sticks in the yard and all, and y'all, I didn't think there would be, because Nick had parked his truck directly under the oak tree in front of the villa, and I knew it wasn't going to come down, because that's what he wanted it to do. But anyway, y'all, sometime over the weekend, the power went out for about 9 hours, so that was all, and so I'm happy about that, and Veda came by and kind of checked on the villa, I think probably on Friday, and y'all, I think his power was out much longer than here at the villa. Y'all, at some point, my cameras picked up somebody, and y'all, I don't know who it was. There was somebody that came along, and they seemed to be blowing the debris off of people's walks and the sidewalks. And y'all, another thing, the mail truck just delivered the mails because they were delayed. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. And y'all, I missed a birthday, a celebration of exiting the birth canal on Friday. Y'all, it was Hubert. It was Hubert. And speaking of Hubert and Esmeralda, Digger is out there in Walnut Hills spending some quality time with them while the old gal and Myron, y'all, they're on a cruise of a lifetime up there to Alaska. And, y'all, that's why I pulled the old clip. November 2008, that old clip was from. Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old gal. And, Vera, have you got any cruise tips for wannabe cruisers out there?
We don't do gay cruises. Not that there's anything wrong with gay cruises. Oh, God.
Big Fatty, then you're safe continuing to go on the gay cruises.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.